4DJC.
HXS Mobile.
Hey, in 4DJC here.
Good afternoon. Nice day today.
About 3 in a row, nice. I think she'll rain a little bit tomorrow, though. So far, it's a little warmer day than it was yesterday.
Rain tomorrow, really? I didn't know that. Doggone it. I got service calls tomorrow.
Whatever, how much it said, 50 to 60% chance, but I didn't check that out to see when it might be. Hopefully, it'll be in the evening instead of during the day.
Yeah, I got a couple of service calls in the morning. Easy peasy ones, but I don't like working in the rain. That's not fun in the rain.
You do HVAC stuff, don't you?
Yes, sir. In fact, I just got done switching out a condensing unit for a lady over here in Taylor's. I'm heading home for the day.
Dan. Both mine are in good shape, so I'm good to go for the summer. And hopefully I won't have any issues out of them. I've been pretty lucky so far.
Oh, yeah. How old are they, do you know?
The one I replaced about 3 years ago. So both of them have been in the house 27 years now, so it's time to get them replaced. And I went back from downstairs. I changed out about 15 years ago. I had a problem with the train downstairs. I switched out to a heat pump, and I got tired of that cold wintertime air coming out of it at 85 degrees or whatever it is, and went back to gas.
I prefer gas heat in this area because the heat pumps don't keep up real well when it's real cold out and it gets below like 45 degrees ambient temperature. They just don't keep up.
It was one of those deals I think I probably could have done okay with a heat pump upstairs, but downstairs it just didn't work out the way I thought it would. I considered a dual fuel unit originally when I replaced the builder's unit, but I didn't think it was worth the difference, but because of the complication of it. And so I went back to, a variable speed air handler and all that stuff, and I'm much happier with my standard unit now than I was with a heat pump. It keeps everything cool, and the house is certainly not big enough to require variable speed air handling and all that business.
Oh, yeah, no, gas, the dual fuels are nice, they're a pain in the butt, they're very expensive units, and sometimes it just, you're paying a little too much. Just go with the gas system, gas heat and straight cool air conditioning, you'll be fine.
Things improved so much. When we built the house, I think the original builder units in it were like 8 SEER. And both of mine are 16, I think, now for my AC, and I got upstairs, I got 85, I think I got 80% unit upstairs, but I got a 93% unit downstairs for the furnace, and it did a real good job. I mean, we got it in early, probably about January, so it did a great job when the weather was so cold, and actually, the Jeep bill and the gas bill, it actually was a little cheaper for me overall, which kind of surprised me. I thought gas might be a little more expensive, but because the heat pump was kind of struggling to keep it as warm as we like it, being older. Yeah, being old folks, we like to keep it a little warmer than most people do. I think it was costing me more.
Well, yeah, because what happens with the heat pump, if the heat pump can't keep up, the electric heat strips will kick on. And that'll really run your bill up. No, gas, well, I got street gas over my house, too, so I'm going to change my heat pump over or add a gas system or something. I don't have a real big house. I only got 1,800 square feet to heat, so my heat pump does pretty well. It's a newer style. It's a newer train unit that they put in the house a couple of years ago, but I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence if I want to change over to gas or not.
The pro, you know whether you need it there or not, but I sure have been happy with mine. And I didn't have that much trouble out of training. I got American Standard for both of mine. They're basically identical units for the most part. But they seem to do a good job, and we're happy with them, and they keep the house cool. We got triple pane windows. We got all the insulation. Our house is only about 1,600 square, heated, so. And I got a unit upstairs. I got two bedrooms upstairs and a master downstairs and the kitchen and so forth downstairs. It works out pretty good. So we've been real happy with it. I know my wife was really happy with it because it was getting, we have to, as you get older, your thermostat doesn't work as good anymore. You get you're more sensitive to cold than you were in the past. So that had a lot to do with it. If I was like my kids are, like it at 68 degrees, it wouldn't bother me at all, I guess. But trying to keep it at 71 or 72 is just a futile effort with an older heat pump. I'm sure the newer did a little bit better, but still, those heat strips come on. Boy, that thing, you watch that meter spin.
Yeah. first you get that smell of all the crud burning off the heat elements, and then and you watch your meter spin up. Well, I don't know if you watch them spin anymore. They're digital now, but yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
They balanced the house out pretty well too. We didn't, it's such a small house. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, having two units made better sense when they built it, and it's more expensive, I guess. But the upstairs unit lasted for years. The downstairs unit, the AC unit failed, and although the furnace probably lasted a lot longer, I think, because furnaces generally last 30 years or more. My upstairs furnace was still good when I bought it, so I'd go and replace both of them since it was kind of an oddball. It was in a closet, so this had to be one of these smaller vertical units, and sometimes it's hard to get parts for some of the stuff when it's that old. But it's been a good unit. It worked well. Just the AC part of it just didn't work out. But this one's been really efficient, done a good job.
Excellent. All righty, sir. I am just about home. I'm going to be pulling in my driveway here any minute. And I'm going to say 73 at this point. And we'll catch up with you again, sir. And I'm sorry, I forgot your calls already. This is KB2H. XS, name is Dave. And I'm here in Greer, or Gurr.
Okay, Dave. Gurr is it. And this is Jerry. Juliet Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Accu, the call's N4DJ, so you have a great afternoon. Good talking to you again. Talk to you later. 73, N4DJC.
Yes, sir. Have a good afternoon. N4DJC, KB2HXS Mobile. Will be clear.
Clear.
Sorted, KD2 VNG clear.